Carmilla, A Vampire Tale by J. Sheridan Le Fanu, read by Megan Follows. This is complete and unabridged.
Chapter 1. An Early Fright. In Styria, we, though by no means magnificent people, inhabit a castle. A small income in that part of the world goes a great way. 800 or 900 a year does wonders. Scantily enough, ours would have answered among wealthy people at home. My father is English, and I bear an English name, although I never saw England. But here, in this lonely and primitive place, where everything is so marvelously cheap, I really don't see how ever so much more money would at all materially add to our comforts or even luxuries. My father was in the Austrian service and retired upon a pension and his patrimony, and purchased this feudal residence and the small estate on which it stands, a bargain. Nothing can be more picturesque or solitary. It stands on a slight eminence in a forest. The road, very old and narrow, passes in front of its drawbridge, never raised in my time, and its moat, stocked with perch, and sailed over by many swans, and floating on its surface white fleets of water lilies. Over all this, the castle shows its many-windowed front, its towers, and its Gothic chapel. The forest opens in an irregular and very picturesque glade before its gate, and at the right, a steep Gothic bridge carries the road over a stream that winds in deep shadow through the wood. I have said that this is a very lonely place. Judge whether I say truth. Looking from the hall door towards the road, the forest in which our castle stands extends 15 miles to the right and 12 to the left. The nearest inhabited village is about 7 of your English miles to the left. The nearest inhabited castle of any historic associations is that of old General Spielsdorf, nearly 20 miles away to the right. I have said the nearest inhabited village.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?